Well, I've been sitting here all day.
Good morning, folks. We are 5 minutes late, and that's a familiar voice. Is that Rich Brown?
Yes, it is, Judy. Good morning.
Excellent. Good morning. We are sorry to be seemingly always about 5 minutes late, but we're here. Some here, some elsewhere. Mostly today, anyone who's on the line has seen the agenda, will mostly be working on budgeting. We have just a few other items, but we can open up right now for public comments. And since Rich is here, I am sure that he would lead us off.
Okay, very good. Do you have to do the litany at the beginning?
Oh, my goodness. It's a good thing you stopped by. I do have to do the litany. And that is going to require searching it out because I have all of my other paperwork on the table in front of me.
Sorry about
that, you guys. Didn't pull
it out. For some reason, I'm not on yet.
You're not on yet, Dina?
Uh-oh, wait a minute. It might go crazy.
Well, I don't know where the litany is. Participate in the meeting through dialing the following phone number, 1-888-919-7047. We previously gave notice to the public of the necessary information for accessing the meeting, including how to access telephonically. Instructions have also been provided on the website of the board at lymanh.gov. If anybody has a problem, please email Dina at lymanh@.gov. And in the event the public is unable to access the meeting will be adjourned and rescheduled. Please note that all votes that are taken during the meeting will be done by roll call vote. We'll start the meeting by taking a roll call attendance.
Ben Killen here.
Judy Rotman here. David Kahn is here.
No voice coming out of his mouth. So.
Right, he's on his computer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. David Kahn is also here.
Dina Cutting.
And Dina Cutting is
here. There are a number of people on. I would love to have them identify themselves.
Okay, folks, if you can, the folks that are online, can identify yourselves. We know that Rich Brown is there. Who else?
Yes, Rich Brown is here.
Michael Whitman here.
Hi, Michael. Thank you.
Hi, Barbara's here while she's doing a boring office task.
Okay, Barbara Woodard. Who else?
Chief O'Keefe is here.
Thank you, Chief O'Keefe.
I think that would be it. I think.
Is that it?
Oh,
for
wait.
Now?
No.
There's a White River Junction number that I'm wondering.
Can you hear me?
Who are you? Yes.
Okay, hi, Carol Barr and Donald Graham.
Oh, hi, Carol and Donald.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Now we're going to have the public comment, and we're going to lead off with Rich Brown. Rich, go ahead.
Good morning. Make sure I have my mic on. Good morning, folks. Thank you again for your attention both at the Select Board meeting last week and the Planning Board meeting last week. My question is one of, what's your process for reviewing the questions that I sent you? When might I expect responses?
Okay, so I believe that Dina did touch base with you on that. We did receive the email. We will be taking that up individually. We will look at it, probably contact counsel to make sure that any response we might be forwarding to you is absolutely correct. And it will not be at least until after Thanksgiving. This week is mostly dedicated to working on budgets and warrant articles and capital reserve funds. And then next week is Thanksgiving, and we will not be meeting that day.
Mm-hmm.
And
good choice.
Thank you. So it will be sometime after that. I can't give you a definite date.
All right. Very good. And do you have a copy of the letter that I sent to Mr. Stadler?
Well, I don't have one right in front of me. I don't know if I have one back in my home office or not.
Are you in possession? And would it help if I sent a copy?
I'm not sure, but if you feel that you would like us to have a copy, go ahead and forward one to Dina.
All right. Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay, great. Thank you. And have a good holiday.
Thank you.
As
you
much
too.
As you can. So, Michael Whitman, are you listening? Do you wish to speak us?
I'm unmuted. I'm listening. Thank you.
Okay,
can we pose questions?
You can pose them, the ability to have a response to them. We usually listen to people making comments, and we don't really have a big dialogue. But if they're real simple questions and we have a real simple answer, we'll do that.
Okay. Not today. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Barbara, just listening because you're doing a boring task, or did you have something you wanted to say?
No, thank you. I'm just here. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. And Chief O'Keefe, we know that you like to be a part of our meetings, and we appreciate that. Do you have something specific to mention, or are you just there for us to touch base with when we need you?
I'm just here in case you need to touch base.
Excellent. Thank you. Carol and Donald Graham.
Hi there.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. This may be going to happen, but we've driven south. This is back to River Road and the River Road bypass. And now that it's open both ways, we've driven south on the old road, of course, from our property, since it's one way. And I was wondering, maybe this has happened, but if there was going to be a stop sign at the end of the old road, because it's hard to look up the new road to see if traffic's coming down the hill when you're heading south. The two roads come together very tightly there. So maybe a stop sign is there already. I don't know, but I think
I don't
really
know if
important.
It's there already or not, but there is going to be one there as soon as we can get one put up.
Great. I think it's good. Thank you.
You are welcome. Anything else? Anybody else? Excellent. Then I am going to move on to, we will be talking with the Highway Department at 9:30, but in the meantime, we have some minutes from November 12th. What do we wish to do with those?
I'll move them.
Thank you, Ben. Thank you, David. Do we have any changes, additions, deletions, edits? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Ben, aye.
Aye.
And Judy, aye. So they are approved.
Thank you.
Dina, thank you. And thank Jordan.
Thank Jordan.
This is working really well.
It is working really well.
Under emergency notices, we don't necessarily have a specific emergency notice, but I did want to make note of the fact that given the increasing COVID pandemic and its cases in New Hampshire and Vermont and Massachusetts all around us, we will be probably discussing going back, tightening up again, unfortunately, in the town buildings and where we have staffing, try and being ever so much more careful again to limit the staffing and the hours and trying to probably reinstitute what we had before, which here in this building is more staggered hours for folks, so we have fewer people together. And just probably starting in December. So folks can be thinking about that and realizing that you may not have, even though it's not easy, as easy access as we have presently. And we will be talking with staff about it and then probably put a note out on the listserv.
Can I ask a quick question as a staff member?
Yes, ma'am.
Why are we waiting till December?
Because we are a week and a half or so away from that, and it seems like a good time to start it. You think it should be sooner?
I think it should be immediately.
Interesting.
I mean, it's not getting better. It's getting worse. And I don't know why we'd wait a week and a half, but that's
okay.
Me.
Well, we will have an opportunity to
right.
listen to Ben and David's thoughts on that, and maybe we'll start it sooner. This is Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. We could start it on Monday, if that seems to be what we think people would be more comfortable with. Yeah, we do. We had, I think, Dina's going to turn you up. You're a little bit soft. But I think, I don't have it right in front of me, but it did limit people's hours in the buildings and tried to stagger, especially this building, stagger the hours so that there wasn't a lot of crossover between folks. For instance, in the select board office, and Dina can correct me, she probably remembers better than I do, but we had our planning and zoning administrator working partially from home and partially in the building, and then we had Dina and Jordan sort of staggering their hours, so it was much less people, much fewer people. And then in the town clerk and tax collector's office, we had town clerk only staff in there, and then we had the tax collector with the other hours, Tuesdays and Thursdays, and afternoons, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So again, there was just a one or two.
Yeah. Well, I can speak to the ones in my office, and the answer is yes, they're in favor of that and in favor of us working home as much as we can to make things safer within the fact of, like I like in my office to have no more than two people. I think two, even though it's big, two is enough. It's just, yeah. And I haven't talked to the town clerk office at all. Our tax collector.
I do remember in the past, in the town clerk's office, we have a couple of folks in there who have either themselves or spouses or family members who are compromised, if that's the right word, and were somewhat concerned when everything started last spring and then we locked down pretty tightly. We eased up, then we've kind of gone back a little bit, but trying to now be sensitive to them as well. So.
Well, we have two people in our office, same situation.
Say, David, say again. Sure. Okay. Ben, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't work here, so.
Ben was saying he thinks he's going to start staying home.
Yeah.
So. He's not sure. He's still napping. He hasn't had his breakfast yet. All right. Well, I don't know that we need a formal motion, but it would certainly be the sense of the board if I'm willing to go along with that. If you want to start that tomorrow, effective Friday, that's a good day to start. David's off on Friday. We will, Dina and I will put our heads together and work up a notice that goes out, and we will let the town clerk's office and the tax collector know. And that will just, and then we'll put a little note on the listserv so that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that. So
thank you.
That's something I always struggle with, trying to keep as much public access as possible, not being too restrictive, but it does seem to be swirling around us, and I know none of us are interested in catching it.
No, thank you.
So, all right. Thank you very much.
Now I wonder, hey, David. I wonder if you turned your volume up on your end. I have mine up as high as it goes. I should get speakers. That's what I should.
Maybe
get.
We should get speakers.
I actually have a pair I can bring in.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that would help. We
yeah.
can hear you, but you're very soft spoken today. Okay. So, I believe our manifest will be coming electronically.
Yes.
Okay. And we've got that, we've got that, we've got that. Do we have on the line Steve Williams yet?
I don't see that number.
Okay. So then I'm going to skip all the way down to, we need to sign an oath of office for a new person on the Energy Committee, Henry Higgs. So we will process that. And then I see that we have a grant for the Emergency Management Conference and Training Room in the new fire station. Dina, would you like
yeah.
to update us on that?
Okay. My little memo from Margaret. so I know what I'm doing.
Yes.
Okay. She sent an email to notify you that this is a New Hampshire Homeland Security, and this will cover security grant. It will cover the furniture for the Emergency Operations Center and the Emergency Management Director's Office, as well as an additional computer for the use of the EMD and a desktop computer for the EOC, which will be in the new fire station facility. So the total requested is $14,595.84 for the furniture and $1,099 for the desktop computer and $2,317, I think that's it's the other way around. The $1,099 is the laptop, I think, and the 2000 whatever is the, it doesn't matter. The total is $18,011.84.
So she's getting a laptop and a desktop?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the two computers together are
yes.
3,400
right.
something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So the town is, we're still well within the total for the allowed in-kind match.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to do with the total cost of the construction.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the $15,000 already committed for the generator. Yeah. So it looks like, and I don't think the in-kind match for the town is $110,000. So I don't believe that this is going to cost the town anything.
Okay. So today's action is to sign paperwork to submit for the grant?
No.
Or it's just an update?
It is an update. I guess the best thing to say is if something happened with the in-kind grant and for some strange reason we didn't get it, the other part of the grant would cover, but the town would be liable for the $18,012.
And so if something happened, we could do a warrant article for the $18,000?
Yes.
Okay.
If we needed to. This is actually because we have a policy that requires anyone who's applying for any grant, especially if it has matching funds and stuff, to just notify the select board, get their okay, then they move ahead with it. And then once it's applied for and we have the official paperwork, then we'll sign it.
Okay.
Just being a good doobie and notifying you.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We like that. All right. And I understand that the fire station is still with fingers and toes crossed, proposing to be open in December.
Yep. And they seem to be doing really well budget-wise, staying on budget, which is a nice thing. And the building looks great.
It does look great. And a very generous donation has allowed that beautiful brick front to be in place. And that really makes
the brick looks so nice.
Really, really beautiful. Okay, so fire station on budget, and we hope on time. Very, very good. Do we see our buddy Steve yet?
Nope.
Okay.
The total amount will cover the cost, the whole cost, which will be, I said, so $18,011, and then there's $15,000 for the generator.
And that's already been approved, though, right?
And that's already been approved
and it's in on order. So I don't think it'll cost you a thing.
We hope not.
I'm trying to get into my little program so I can pull up my spreadsheet.
Okay. I wish we could. Do we know if Steve is coming?
Let me see if I can find out.
Okay. Because I hate to jump into the budgeting stuff and then have to break off.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure, I don't know if folks listening are all that interested in us wading through these nitty-gritties.
Mom, that's
going to
be
must-see
TV.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
There's something quick.
You
guys have to sign that.
Can you send me the Zoom link and then I could hear in that I popped it up on my
computer. As long as it won't cause the friction stuff that we get.
That.
But I will, yeah.
Well, we got other sources of friction.
Besides that, I'm just sending it.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, well, I know that we have Donald and Carol on. We've addressed that one stop sign. I also went down and drove the new River Road bypass. And I actually have to say, I thought I was just driving it. I wasn't rushing to get anywhere, but boy, is it pretty to be at the height of that bypass.
Sure is.
And look out over the river and over into Vermont. I thought that was kind of nice. We'll double-check on other signs if we feel we need more or different ones. And we have not put the T in yet. I drove through it. I think we really need to wait and see what we're going to do with the town meeting resolution of the old River Road, and we will be having a public discussion.
That's you.
That's you echoing.
No, it's you echoing. That's the word.
It's your computer.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if I can view it.
Well, then you won't hear Ben. I mean, David.
What do we need?
There's Steve.
Hey, Steve, hold on. We were just starting to talk about the new bypass and the old River Road, and I was just starting to say there's an echo here. Oh, thank you, Ben.
Technical difficulties.
That we're kind of waiting for the T to be installed or maybe not installed to see what happens with the old road, and we're going to have a listening, talking session in the evening. I believe it's 6:30, and I believe it's Thursday night,
yep.
December 3rd, I think.
Yeah. All right.
So, did you want to give us an update on the bypass? I know you're going to put in one more a stop sign at the end of the southbound single lane of the old road.
Yeah, we put a yield sign there, and it seems to be working okay, and that everything's done.
Okay, you don't think that maybe a stop sign would be better there?
I mean, I talked about it with Sean, and it looked like there's plenty of visibility. It's kind of plenty flat enough, and your visibility is pretty good. So I put a yield sign there. If you want a stop sign, it wouldn't be that hard to change it.
I wonder if at least initially we shouldn't have a stop sign, just to be extra careful, because people are kind of used to driving that and not thinking about the fact that it's a little different there at that end.
Okay, yeah, I can go change that when the meeting's out.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
The
T won't be necessary. necessary until the disposition of the road is figured out and the camp owners are coming back this way. So at that time, it would be a driveway entrance.
Right, and or if...
Depending on what the...
Depending on what the road...
Town boat.
Yeah,
right.
It all depends on that.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, right now it's
right now,
easy enough to
way.
Go south
yeah.
for 1,000 feet and turn around and come back. I actually drove that just to see if it was difficult or not. So, okay. Thanks for working so hard on that, Steve. I know it's been a long haul. And what else, let's see, what else do you have for us?
I really don't have anything that I can think of. Nothing.
Okay.
I've talked to the covered bridge guy.
Yep.
He's still gathering a little bit more information. And then he'll get back with you guys about, you know, about fixing the curvatures of the bridge, you know, because obviously the best time to do it is when the deck is taken out of there, which he is going to replace the deck. So, like I said, he's gathering some maintenance records. He's trying to get maintenance records from the state.
Okay.
Stuff on that bridge, and then he'll be getting in touch with Dina to try and set up a meeting with you.
All right. That sounds good.
And other than that, Dina gave me a printout. Looks like we're doing pretty well. They got 26% of the budget left or somewhere in that area.
Yep. Excellent.
So other than that, I don't really have anything unless you guys got something.
I don't know. David, do you have anything for Steve Williams, our road agent?
No, nothing here.
Nothing there. Ben, do you have anything else right now?
Nothing right now.
Okay, well, thanks.
Did you want to talk about the vehicle stuff before he leaves?
Well, we were going to do the, that's kind of, we're working on the budget.
Yep.
We do have your printout for the trucks and what we're looking at, but that's kind of near to the end of our discussion. But we do have the new F-250 with plow, sander, and trailer and the trade-ins that you were talking about. Well, one question on those trade-ins, are they trade-ins or are they private sales, your estimate of the value of the 2007 International, the 2004 Sterling, the 2011 one-ton
Hemi Cruiser? The Sterling and the International, that was actual trade-in value from the Kenworth dealership up in Milton.
Okay.
Charlie Boys, and then the 2011 one-ton was from Claremont, and the Cruiser was my best guess.
Okay, very good.
So I just want to clarify where he's purchasing the truck from, the 250, if he buys the 250.
Yeah.
Where that's coming from. There's no trade-in going there. Are they going to take a trade-in? Are they going to buy these vehicles from you, Steve? What's the plan?
For the one-ton, they would probably take the 2011 one-ton.
Okay. So the $13,000 for the 2004 and the 2007, we don't know. That might end up having to be a private sale.
Well, those would go to the Kenworth dealership, more than likely.
Okay. So those numbers are a little soft, but they're your best estimate.
No, they're all hard except for the Cruiser.
Okay.
Well, you have to budget the total amount, though.
Right,
okay.
Which is $50,000 counting the trailer
right.
and everything.
Yep. Right, we've got that. Okay, so we will be looking to possibly pop that in as a warrant article for town meeting.
Are we doing any other thing, maybe we can talk about this at a different point. Are we doing anything with warrant articles or anything for any road issues or anything, paving?
Well, we're going to talk about a little later, you're welcome to stay on the line with us if you want, is whether or what we think this year's project should be, if there's going to be a project this year, or whether we're going to look to maybe just do some final paving or road maintenance, because some of the regular road maintenance has been put off to do bigger projects.
Okay.
So we haven't had that real discussion yet. We've danced around the issue.
All right. Well, I'll wait to hear what your word is on it then.
All right.
I don't have the paper in front of me, but I did get an estimate for finished paving on River Road North. And
oh, that'd be great. How much did you think that might be?
So let's just say we get $100,000 block grant.
Yep.
You would need an additional $177,000.
Okay.
So you would need the whole entire price of that is $277,000 to pave all of River Road North.
Okay. And would you recommend that that's what you think? So you gave us a list of road projects that you think need to be done. There were three, and paving River Road North was $277,000. You wanted to talk about grinding Hughes Hill out on Goose Pond Road.
Yeah. My next, if you wanted to go the next in line, it would definitely be paving River Road North.
Okay, because when I looked at this yesterday, I thought maybe that wouldn't be first in line. But all right, and so we can leave the Goose Pond Road and the five culverts, and then the paving would be your second big project.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Okay, yep, that's all I got. If you got anything else, let me know, and I'll go change that sign out.
Oh, thank you very much. That'd be perfect.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Have a good holiday next week.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Okay. Deep breath time, I think.
Okay.
If Ben and David agree, I think we should review and confirm the operating proposed budget. Then we can review what was spent this year, what's left, what we might use those leftover funds for, and then go on to proposed warrant articles and the capital reserve funds ins and outs. Does that make sense to folks?
You're the boss.
I don't know. Oh, don't tell Harvey you said that.
He told you're the boss.
we'll all be in big trouble. Okay, so the printout that Dina gave us updated at the final page of the operating budget, which is page 10.
Are you? You're on the regular budget.
I'm
no, I didn't do a regular budget. That's not. That's the one from last week only.
Okay.
I did do calculations this morning.
Okay.
Because I didn't have time to.
So
pay.
It's page 10. So would you update those numbers for us?
I didn't have time to pay all the bills before the meeting, but I went through and I tried to do an estimate of what I knew, what we were paying this week, and then what I knew above and beyond that we would be expending, barring any other emergencies or, you know, vehicle breakdowns or problems with a furnace or anything like that.
Right.
And it looks to me like we still have about $474,400. To spend
in the operating
that
budget.
We still
this
need
year.
To spend that much from now until the end of the year. So that leaves you with about $132,400. But now remember, that's just a guess. I think it's still kind
so
of
so we can't
early.
Go on a Christmas shopping spree.
I think it's still early to commit any of those what we think might be additional funds.
Okay. So.
But it's good to know that.
It's good to know that we've got $132,000. Okay. If Kevin were here, he'd say it's $130,000.
Right.
So it's $130,000 we're looking at. We have got, you guys could see this pile of stuff I have here. We have, I think I would like us to consider ordering the boiler and the installation and whatever for the highway. About a month ago, we wanted to prioritize that as number two, and number one would be the transfer station. I am thinking that the boiler is less money. We'd like to get it done. We've made a decision that may or may not be supported at town meeting, but we need to get that furnace in there. We need to get it working. They are having problems on and off to resolve that. That's going to be about 30, roughly 30,000.
The bid was 25.5. Yeah.
Right. So I'm wondering how you feel about that, and then looking at ordering two of the four-yard, is that what it is? Four-yard compactors.
40-yard
compactors to get them going, and then go to town meeting with any extra money that we need if we don't have enough at the end of the year. So I think, let me quick grab the update on the compactors. Two compactors. This quote for the 2 4-yard compactors. And then we will have electrical work and a transfer switch and a shed to get. Why can't I pull out the two compactors? I think it's about 30,000 for the two compactors. The total estimate for doing everything we need to do, including making the apron a little bigger, is about 70 to 75,000. 35.
So
two compactors, $35,300.
For two or for each
for
one?
For two. Would you like me to show you?
That just, it just seems that, why would it be $75,000?
Well, because then you have electrical wiring, switches, remotes, you have heaters, you have a lot of installation costs.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, if you're talking about $30,000, I can take a breath and I feel okay.
Yeah.
But I thought you were talking about 70.
I
don't think you should commit to that right now, because I'm really afraid something may happen between now and the end of the year.
I know. I'm talking about getting the two compactors, and then there are options and conversion units and whatever. But the two compactors.
We won't order them. We will just contract them. We'll pay to contract them, and then they'll come in the spring when everything gets done.
I'm going to try to do Zoom and mute.
So, I will. We can clarify that, but that was my thought, Dana, was to get that going, get at least that half, it's close to half of the cost of the total project, and then if we have the money at the end of the year, we can complete it. If not, we put it into a warrant article.
Because you're too close together.
And the third thing we had talked about a long time ago was a plow and a sander for our maintenance person.
Yeah, except if the highway's getting a F-250 with a plow and a sander, I don't suspect that you'll need
I think
a second one.
I think that we might, because we have different Matt would be using it to clear the parking lots that he does now by hand.
He doesn't clear any parking lots by
hand. Doesn't he do this one with a snowblower?
No. He does the walkways, but
well,
not,
we're not going to plow the
no,
walkways.
No, the highway guys plow here. He'll come. He comes sometimes with the loader to the school, the library, and here to move snow bags. But no, he hasn't. He does the shoveling.
Okay.
So you only need one plow. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes that easier. Just take that baby right off my list.
I mean, that's up to you guys, but.
I thought we had talked about that might be helpful.
Yeah.
That was before the highway guys were going to have a F-250 with a plow and a sander on it to do the parking lot.
Okay. That makes sense. So does this make sense to try and take to get the boiler going this year and start on the transfer station and let people know that that's coming and that we're excited to get that going and there will be some recycling?
You're going to have to wait for those compactors anyways. Get them here and get them wired up anytime.
Get them contracted for, and then if there's money, we probably can't do anything anyway till it gets back into the warmer season so that we can do the rest of the pad. The pad needs to be expanded.
That can be done in the wintertime.
There you go. I'm going to put you guys in charge.
I think
Matt's
leaning more towards the spring, not doing this in the winter.
Okay. Well, whatever. Matt's
in charge.
I think it's
the cost, but yes,
that's
not right.
Our limitation.
Right. I think that should be right.
My sense is that the town will support this in a warrant article if we have money left that we haven't been able to use this year. Otherwise, to get that going and have it ready to go whenever Matt's ready to go. He's excited. David and I were down there and talked to the fellow who gave us the quote, and we were pretty impressed, and David understood all the technical aspects. I think you got it. And I think it'd be a great thing to do.
I think the town will be excited too.
I do too. Yep. It's time. And even with COVID concerns, the way that we're doing it now, we will just have two packers there. People will still, I believe, do their own so that we're not going to have the overriding COVID concerns, and one packer will be for waste and the other will be for recycling. And we'll be back on track, we hope. So, getting back to the big budget printout. Thank you, Dina, for that update of what's left and the estimate of what we're probably going to need. We'll keep tracking that. We are estimating our selectmen's operating budget to still be 1.25% over last year's. Are we still comfortable with that? David? Okay, thank you. I think I'm hoping when we move to the capital reserve funds and the proposed warrant articles, we can find the saving in that side so that the total bottom line between operating budget and other expenditures will be saving us more than that at the end. Ben, how do you feel?
Yeah, we were already.
Well, I'm doing a double check. Okay, yeah. Dina.
Don't give me a heart attack and take any more out of the operating budget, please.
Operating budget is good.
I'm hyperventilating.
At 1.25.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't want to pick that piece of paper up. Okay, Ben. What makes sense to do next? The capital reserve fund worksheet, the vehicle purchase worksheet, or the possible proposed warrant articles?
I think you should review the vehicle capital reserve spreadsheet only because from that comes directions for the other.
Okay. That capital reserve vehicle spreadsheet is the one.
You have two.
Has a green header on the top, and the two sheets. One sheet is with purchasing the vehicles directly, full purchase price at the time of purchase, and the second one is for spreading those purchases out over either 5 or 7 years, depending on the cost.
And I apologize. I should have done A and B because then it's easier, but you can see by the bigger chunks of the payments.
Yep. Well, the sheet that has green and yellow only, no red or pink, green and yellow only is all financed. The one with the pink and the red is the one that's paying for everything, with the exception of the fire truck, full cost at the time of purchase. So what we're going to do with these, David, is when we make a decision, we will present to the budget committee. This spreadsheet goes out to 2028. There, in the last 2 years, maybe 3 years, there's been discussion about whether or not to finance. As you said last week, it's a pretty low interest rate. Might behoove us to continue to finance. Some of the budget committee members and some of the town community members agree with that philosophy. Others feel that we should be saving in advance and only purchasing when we have the full funds, because, as we know, it's easy to overcommit when it's a very small chunk that you vote on, and then 10 years later you might be in trouble. So I guess that's the discussion, and you can see in the next couple years, we've got a few vehicles that are due to be purchased. And
you need to talk about the one thing that changes things significantly is that 5-ton dump truck number 3.
Yes.
These were calculated originally without that truck in there.
Okay. And...
Because that was my, or last year or the year before, it was the understanding we were getting rid of one and having 2 5-tons and 2 1-tons. So we need to know that that is definitely still the case.
My understanding is presently we have 2 drivers who drive the 5-ton and 1 driver who drives the 1-ton. So to have 3 would seem it would seem like we should only have a fleet of 2 5-ton dump trucks.
I know they've always kept sort of one as a spare.
Right.
So I guess that's the discussion, really. So if they only have 2,
if they only
one breaks down, what do they do?
Yeah, then they only have 1. Usually it's the older one that breaks down, however, right?
I would hope so, but...
So it would seem... What's this, 212?
Well, if they had to, there's no reason they couldn't hire a truck if one broke down.
So without buying that third one, we would be in better shape.
Well, yeah.
If we buy everything outright. So it'd
be in better shape. Yes, you would.
As I see it, David, I'm looking out at 2024 and 2025. 2024 needs about $75,000 more than what we're projecting we're putting into the fund if we spend everything outright. 2025 shoots us way over that with the purchase of the third 5-ton dump truck. If we're not replacing it, we just need a little bit extra going into that fund for a few years, and then we're in better shape.
Yeah.
And I guess, to me, I certainly would like to hear more from you and Ben on your thoughts. To me, it looks like the financing sort of hides the fact that those funds get really thin. It doesn't really hide it, but it's...
Well, I'm still not very... You know, I don't care what the interest rates are. It's a bad practice to finance. You know, we have the money. It's allotted. It's, you know, been in these capital reserve funds. Taxpayers pay the taxes every year. Still costs more to borrow money on top of that.
So you're paying the, if it's a 3% interest rate, yes, you're paying that extra interest.
Yeah.
That you wouldn't.
You wouldn't
traditionally.
And if even myself, I would prefer, you know, if I had the money, I'd buy the truck. I wouldn't.
You wouldn't fund
even
it.
At 3%, I wouldn't go
right.
Take a loan. 0%. What? That's another question.
Yeah, 0% financing is
yeah, that's
it's
right.
A no-brainer.
That's right. But I think it also, I look at it as much like your operating budget. The more nervous I get about it being close at the end of the year,
yeah.
The better job you're doing because, you know, that's what you want. You want a budget that's true. Now, I understand capital reserve funds are about putting money in them, but they're about putting money in them to serve their purpose, not to be a savings account.
Right,
or an interest.
Right.
So the closer the bottom line, the better.
So, David, what are your thoughts? Okay. If we follow Ben's lead is to pay outright, let's look at the sheet that has the green, the pink, the yellow, and the...
I have the green and yellow.
No, the next one.
The next one, the one under it. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Where's the pink?
The pink... Oh, you're
right
colorblind.
Pink. It's a pink.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Pink? That's
okay.
The same color as on top.
Yeah,
okay.
See, Harvey would have that issue if he were here.
Okay.
Yeah. And there, too, if you go down to the surplus / deficit, we run a little bit of a deficit when we start 2024. So go up to into, so see in the middle of the page, vehicle fund roll forward, beginning balance from unassigned balance into fund. If we are going to stay out of the red in 2024 and 2025, we need, especially 2024, we need to be putting $70,000 more into that fund in those, in 2022 and 2020. Now. That's different.
That's a whole different pot of money, David.
We're all done with that.
Oh, now he's making me really nervous.
Ina's going to go home and have a heart attack. Stop it. So 2021, if we upped, instead of putting in 175, if we put in 200, and we did the same, hopefully, in 2022.
Are we still considering that extra dump truck?
I think that's the next question. I'm not sure we should.
I don't think we should.
If we could,
I think we should be in the practice of, instead of having a third dump truck, of hiring a third dump truck.
If one breaks
down.
So we'd have two...
So you can hire a trucker and truck. I mean, there's
we
plenty.
Could. That's right.
There's plenty of guys around that will come in.
So
let's try shutting that off and turning mine on here.
Why would I shut that off? Because you're not going to hear him.
I'm going to hear him when I turn mine on. There won't be an echo.
I think there will be an echo.
So he'll hear him, but
what?
Anyways.
Well, she'll still hear everybody.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to figure something out. I'm sorry, I made a mistake here.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Well, I'm going to do it next
it's
week.
It's not your fault.
Well,
I think
that Ben's probably going to do it. So what we may end up doing is going from Uber Conference into Zoom, and then I think we will have fewer problems.
That sounds groovy. Let's Zoom next week.
So one thing to look at in the highway department, there's 3 5-ton trucks there. One is marked as 2007. And I believe the 2007 is one of the ones that Steve is thinking of trading in when he gets the... We're trading in at least one 5-ton if he gets the F-250, which would leave him with 2 5-tons. Right?
Yeah. He'd have 2 5-tons and 2 1-tons.
So that's the answer to the question right there. He seems to be willing to part with that. So whichever one it is, one of them is going away.
Right. Well,
I think it is the 2007.
I was thinking they had...
They have four right now.
Yeah.
So they're going to get rid of 2.
He's got a new one plus those 3 that are listed there.
He's getting rid of 2. He's got 2 5-tons
on there.
On here.
Oh, okay.
And 1 1-ton. So he's getting rid of 2, leaving himself with 2.
Okay. Yep, you're right.
Yeah, I think before a final decision, but I think we should think about how we feel in terms of if he's right now proposing to get rid of 2, that leaves him with 2, and then he just is replacing 2 as we go.
No, it doesn't leave him with 2, leaves him with 3.
No, it doesn't.
Because we got a brand new one coming in.
Yeah, but no, it's coming in place. He would trade.
This one going out.
The next new one, the new one next year, 2022,
mm-hmm.
or the year after, would be he would trade one in towards that.
Okay.
Because he's got one that is getting this year, and then that one. But then.
Right, so one.
So
one truck,
I don't.
One truck's being sold. One's getting traded towards the new truck.
Yeah.
And that makes 2 the new truck and one other truck.
The 2007 International. Big truck is getting sold.
Yep.
The 2004 Sterling.
Which that's the old one that isn't on this list.
Sold. That's not even on this list, right? And the 2011 that's being traded in is a 1-ton.
Yep.
Because he has 3.
His 3 trucks going out. And that leaves him with 2.
That leaves him with 2 of each, I believe. One ton.
Yeah, I think on here it may be the 2010.
It's the older one that has the sprayer stuff in the back of it. That's what the one that he's going to
get rid of.
Fade in.
Right.
Right. Yeah, the years aren't. I'm going to...
The years are off a little
go,
bit.
Well, mine go by whatever the VIN is, but anyways.
Okay.
So
we're getting kind of off track.
Right.
Philosophically, let's look at what we want to do. I think if we're going to pay outright and we are good with that, that's our decision. And then... We need to put money into the funds to be able to cover.
Yep.
So at the end of 2021, we have money, but we should put more in because 22. How can we go from 2022 to 2024? What happened to 2023?
I have 2023. I don't know.
I don't.
Okay, well, my spreadsheet does. Sorry. 2023 is the only thing. Oh, no, it's numbered wrong up top. That's what it is.
22, 24.
I know. I'm looking down here, but it's numbered wrong up top. So.
That's how to save a lot of money. Just take a year out.
Right. Well, 2023, you will only have your fire truck.
So, David, see where it goes from 2022 to 2024 at the top of the spreadsheet?
Yeah.
That 24 should be 23. Is that correct, Dina?
Yes.
Oh, no,
Dina's
formula.
Thanks.
She's very sensitive about that.
That's why I always say, check it first. I like a double check.
Okay, so it's 2023 where we're 70,000 short, and 2024, if we don't put more money in, we'll be $135,000 short.
Right.
So we need to up those.
But if you get rid of the truck,
yeah,
and you go with 200,000 in there, then you're fine.
Yep.
But you're not fine, but you're okay.
So philosophically, I think where we've arrived at is we're going to downsize a little so we don't have a lot of extra vehicles, and we're going to pay cash. If we don't have enough cash, we're not buying whatever the piece of equipment is. Is that...
Right.
We do this every year, so if it drops to 1% next year,
right,
we can make a different decision on the big truck.
I was going to say, that's the beauty of this. This is a working document every year. And the other part I think that's positive is if you're going to go with the philosophy that you outright purchase what you can, then if you change to a loan because the interest rate is so low, you know you have enough money. If you want to go back the other way, you may necessarily not.
Thank you, Dina.
Welcome.
So I think we have clarity on where we are here and where we might change to next year if things really get rock bottom, or we might put off a year what gets purchased. But those are alternatives for the future.
Well, on interest rates, the decision should be made if we actually make a profit by borrowing.
And usually we go to the trustees of the trust fund and we get a little report and we look and see what the interest rate is and what they're earning. And
it's the practice.
And you kind of weigh the difference.
You know, in my experience, I've seen many... or some people who borrowed to buy things like property suddenly be way over their heads because they couldn't.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time where the trustees of, I mean, all of our capital reserve and trusts were making, you know, 1%. Well, if that's what's happening, then, you know, why would you pay 3% to borrow?
Yeah, they're not.
That would be crazy.
Making a whole lot right now.
And they're not, no.
But it should be so that, you know, it should be in the benefit dollar-wise to the town, if we, not just in spending money to get cheap money. But
that's right. You got to look at the whole picture.
Right. And I think it's generally bad practice.
Well, and I get the sense that most people, no, I can't speak for most people, but what I
Many
hear at town people,
people
a lot at town meeting is that they would rather buy outright than continue to have multiple loans.
I mean, even if your mortgage went down to 3%, you had the money to pay off your mortgage, you'd pay off your mortgage.
I would, yeah.
I would.
I'd be really happy.
Okay, so let's move then to the Christmas colored sheet.
Oh, yeah.
Which is red and green with a little bit of yellow. So for Ben, it's going to look, it's 2021 Capital Reserve Fund worksheet.
I didn't print one of those out. You're
oh,
right.
Let me see
it was,
if I have an extra Ben.
Because I sent it by the computer. Pull it up on your computer.
I can do that.
Yeah. I might have an extra one.
Yeah. David, you found that one, right?
Here, Ben.
Oh, Judy saved the day.
Judy and her papers. I know I'm a little wackadoo, but...
I love it.
So if you go to the Vehicle Capital Reserve, it's the third line down or so, and go across to Proposed 2021, I think that number should be 200,000.
Right. Given your conversation that you just had, yes.
Which will... Hopefully, by the time we get to 2023, if we do it for next year and the year after, we'll be very close to the number we need.
About being close? Yes, you did.
Yes.
But you still need that 200.
We're still going to need it in there, I think, by 200.
Yes.
Let me walk through this. I would like to tell you what I think, and then, no, I wouldn't like to tell you what I think. Ben, as you look at this, where do you think additional funding should go? We filled, Dina and I filled a couple things in, and then we had a conversation about some other stuff we need to fill in, but...
And then I filled it all in. Did I send it out? No, I didn't. Did I send it out with all? Yeah, I sent it out with all the ones. There were a couple more I stuck in.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's what Ben's
right.
looking at. I have the one that we worked on.
Oh,
so okay. So for Bridge Capital Reserve Fund, what do we have there? Nothing added?
I put under Bridge and under Emergency Major Equipment, which were the top two that were not funded, I put in there you should consider funding. Only because, you know, I know that Steve has a couple of projects that are bridge-involved that will be coming up, and they're big numbers. They're $450 apiece.
Yeah, $400.
And right now you have, as you see, $300.
Less than $400.
Right, you have a little less than $400. And then the major equipment one is,
thank you.
You know, something can go wrong. You can, and this has happened before, where an engine is gone or something's gone, and it's easily $25,000. And you only have 28 in that fund.
Where?
That's the bottom one.
Oh, the very bottom one. Okay.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring those to your attention because we didn't put anything in there and we hadn't talked about that.
So that's the Bridge Capital Reserve and the Emergency Major Equipment. So what if we put 20 into the Emergency Equipment and then we put...
Well, if you put... we know what engines cost and stuff like that.
So if we put 20 in, we'll have
$25,000. $25,000.
Yeah.
So if you put 20 in it, that would be plenty, I think.
20 would be more than enough.
Yeah, put 10 in it then.
I'd put 10 in it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the very last column, we're adding 10. And the very top column.
We added 50.
You added 50.
You put 50 last year, yeah, or this year.
This year, for this year, yep. And for next year, so you think another 50? Because I'm going to propose that we not do anything other than Edgelbridge next year, which gives us one more year to add to this fund before we do the...
And then you would have enough for one of the bridge projects.
So the bottom line, Dina, with adding the 10 and the 50 and the 200...
It's 415.
415?
That's what I come up with.
Okay. So my goal was to be less than what we did last year, which was 425.
Right.
But that's only 10,000. We needed 30.
Why do you need 30?
I'm trying to offset the 1.25% increase, which is $30,000 in the operating budget. So at the end of the year, at the end of the... We need money for the operating budget. We need money to go into our capital reserve funds.
But
mm-hmm.
That's just an arbitrary.
Yeah.
I know, but the goal was at the end of the day with everything we need to take out and put in, we needed to be, I was hoping we would be flat.
Why don't you just bring that here and put it right here?
I was trying to make it so he could see everybody.
Well, he still can.
Well, he doesn't need to see me.
He can still see everybody.
Anyway.
He'll see you.
That's okay.
So 415 is where we would be here.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Now you should be able to hear him.
The, the
property reappraisal.
Yeah, the property reappraisal one, you can take that 10 out if you really need to. I know that this year, for next year, I'll be asking for $45,000 to come out of there in a warrant article. If we hunt for another, we have 5 years to build the fund back up before we need to do
another
a town update. If we lose our assessor for some unknown reason, and we have to hire a company to come in, it would be significantly more. But we're going to. We would take that money from the that would come out of the operating budget anyway.
Yep.
So, you know, it's going to leave you.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's a good place to cut.
Well, let's see. So it was, you're still going to have 30 or so in there, but.
Yeah, I think everything else is really pretty responsible funding.
Me too.
And
you don't want to short anything just because
you're
trying to be left.
I know.
It's hard.
It is hard.
It's really hard.
That's
my
goal.
And you're not putting any in the capital, in the Class 5 one, because you've already dumped a bunch in last year.
So road warrant articles is the last place we'll look, and we can save there in the warrant articles. So total appropriations is the number that I want flat funded, if possible.
Your total appropriations?
Which is the operating budget, capital reserve funding,
and
warrant articles. So, okay, so we're at 415, and we have another couple of weeks that we can relook at this again.
Right.
People can think about it, noodle it. I used to have a boss who used to noodle things. And
you'll know more about warrant articles, too.
Yep. But let's, if we're comfortable with this where it is right now, then let's move on to, for discussion only, the proposed rough draft of warrant articles. and then we'll see where we are. And we'll have a couple weeks to think about it on our own before we have to get back to it. Are we comfortable with that, everybody?
Uh-huh.
Okay. David?
Yeah.
Okay. So these were just taken from last year. Dina worked on them, poor thing, late last night or early this morning. But so the wording will change slightly, but I think she popped in the numbers. And so for discussion, Article 5, we think next year or somewhereabouts of Article 5 will be the operating budget.
And can I just say, for David and Ben's benefit, the written numbers do not match the printed numbers, and that was because I didn't take the time to change them.
So. Okay, so it's the numero numbers that are our numbers.
Right.
Okay, so Article 5 is the operating budget, which we, again, supported this morning with, for those folks who are listening, $2,422,817.
Right.
2,422,817. Then to the capital reserve funds, we were at 305. We are now at 415.
Correct.
Thousand.
Yeah.
Then we've got a block grant, which is usually somewhere between 90 and 100. Dina's estimating, she thinks it'll be about 95,000. We usually use this for paving. You heard Steve say this morning that he would like to pave River Road North, and that will be 277, or who knows, by next spring, $280,000. We can talk about that later, but that's the project that he wants to do. So here we are just appropriating the money that comes from the block grant. Fire truck is pretty standard. We've got that we did finance, so this is the financial amount. Our spreadsheet this morning showed it at 83,143.
Yeah, it needs to be adjusted because it changed from the original amount. So
okay.
Because it comes out of the right capital reserve fund.
So is it 83,143 or 82,467?
I have to double check, but I'm pretty sure it's 82,467.
Okay. Then,
and I don't have an amount for the fire station loan, but that's also coming out of a capital reserve fund, not the vehicle capital reserve fund, but it will come out of.
Is it
I forgot to bring my
public
in here,
works?
It comes from, public works. Capital reserve. I have to look at the Warren article from last year. It says where it came from.
Okay. I'll get that for you here.
But I can change. I'm going to change that. These aren't for sure.
Last year, the $400,000 came from the Public Works Facility Capital Reserve Fund. Okay.
I have to look at loans. I mean, the notes that we did. But, again, it doesn't change the tax. It doesn't go towards the tax rate. You're not raising an appropriate.
So whatever it is, not a big deal.
But it's coming from a capital reserve fund, and it was voted to do that. So.
Public Works Facility Capital Reserve Fund, $100,000 last year.
That's what you put into it.
I did that yesterday.
That's okay. But like I said, you don't have to hold yourself up with this because I'll look at it, but I'm 99% sure.
All right, then, if you're sure, because heaven only knows.
I just know it's not being raised from taxes.
Not
I can
taxes.
Make you 100%
thank you.
Guarantee of that.
All right. And then we've got withdrawal from capital reserve funds for the maintenance work truck. That was last year. We won't be doing that this year.
Yeah, it's not the maintenance one.
It's the highway.
The highway one.
The
yeah.
F-250 for the highway.
Right.
And we think it's a $50,000.
Yep.
And then it will have some offsets. So.
And we can we will have to get, or we should get. Generally, we put the warrant article through with for the amount that it is.
Right.
Because then, as March comes, then we know for sure, and Steve can stand up at town meeting and say,
"And then I'm going to do this and
8,000 committed for that, and 3,000." So he'll have the numbers,
mm-hmm.
and we can adjust this down to the 34 if he gets all that money that he thinks he's going to for them.
Okay. So.
And again, this doesn't come from raising
it's the from the capital reserve funds
right.
that are already there.
That's right.
So the first line there, vehicle capital reserve fund withdrawal, should be $50,000.
Yep.
Not the maintenance work truck.
No, highway.
And then public works building capital reserve fund is going to be the transfer station.
Right.
And I think the 20 might be low. I think it might be more like 30 or 40.
Yeah.
So
we can get that amount from...
We'll get that.
I think I was just doing these more for you guys to
yeah.
know what was coming up.
The both the Article 19 and 20, the Independence Day and the milfoil are pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
We do them every year. Article 19's an in and out. Funds are raised. Funds are spent. We think next year, we haven't had an Independence Day for a couple of years. We think next year, folks, if they can, are probably going to be really wanting to do something because we'll have been holed up for so long. But
right.
people need to start working on that pretty early in the year.
Right.
And that's where the funds come from. And the milfoil.
I'm just getting bids in, so I don't have firm numbers.
We don't have
that.
Firm numbers there. But
it doesn't come from tax money either.
Right. So... And then Dina has a note on 15. Dina, talk about Article 15.
That's the one that I just sort of left there as a plug for
the paving project.
The road project that Steve wanted to shoot towards.
Okay.
So if you have your 95 block grant and he wants 277, that one would need to be whatever he would need to do that.
So say 290 and 95, 295 and 95 is 200. It's going to be around roughly 200, a little less.
Yeah. It'll be like 170.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do a road project.
If we're going to do a road
right.
project. So.
So I guess that's a good decision to talk about.
We need to talk about. Ben will explain again how he feels about the road projects, and then we'll figure out how David feels, and then we'll make a decision or at least get close to a decision on what we want to do with road projects.
Well, if we do anything, I'd just do River Road North.
Paving.
I won't start anything else.
And this is not a project that your highway crew would be doing either, so it wouldn't take away from their time
okay.
to do general maintenance.
Dina, can you give me the sort of recent background on the project? What are they? What are the
background on the projects?
There's three. There's the north section of River Road that needs to be paved. Then there's Goose Pond Road, and we call it kind of Hughes Hill. It's a section that goes from where it hitches on to Rennie Road up to the top of the next big hill, and that involves replacing 5 culverts. It's part of the original sort of three or four phase Goose Pond Road that they started years ago. And they really, I think the people that live on that road would appreciate that project getting completed. So that's what the second one is. And then the third one is paving. Paving that, the section of Goose Pond Road that's not been paved since the construction started. So those were the three that Steve had earmarked. Okay.
So, and those two, the Goose Pond, both the Goose Ponds are, add up to 800, about 400,000. So, not quite double the cost of paving River Road North.
Right.
And then there would need to be money put in if the next project is going to be Goose Pond. And
well, you got to at least do one.
One.
Enough money to do, so if you're going to do the culvert thing.
252.
So you got to, right.
Have 300,000
for the
next
year,
right. So we can work on our projections for that.
Right. But it sounds like Steve really feels that doing the north section of River Road is what he wants to do next, so.
Yep.
I don't have a problem with that, the pavement. Deteriorated.
Yeah. Okay. I'm good with that. David, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
At least a first take on it.
Yes, I think that's fine.
Okay. So good work. What do you think, Dina? Where are we?
Oh my gosh, do I think?
I think if we
and
can
that
get
was the end. So I'm sure there'll be other warrant articles that will come along.
And we,
you know, to be raised from taxes is your operating budget.
Yep.
Your operating budget and then the road project, and that's it.
And two capital reserve funds.
Well, yeah, sorry.
So we got three.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we'll try, I'm speaking the royal we, and get these kind of firmed up in a little bit better shape. And I think we've done really good work here today. I think we've made some sort of heavy decisions looking forward to the future, and we've still got, as I said, a few weeks before we report back to the budget committee, but if we can take a relook in a couple, 3 weeks at it and see if we still feel the same way, then we can kind of finalize it up and cross fingers and toes for the next 4 or so weeks to see what we have left and see if we can do those few things that we wanted to do. And Dina, will you contact our Highway Garage boiler person?
Uh-huh.
And see if we can get that started?
I will.
Hey, Dina, can you give me the details on that spending session for
Rose
today?
Oh.
December 3rd.
At 6.
Yeah, and you were going to review
it's
that.
It's at 6:30, and my homework is to review. I wrote something up. Dina gave it to her for a first pass. She had some suggestions. I should be able to do that today or tomorrow, and I will send that back to Dina, and she will send it out to you guys. And it's sort of the alternatives to the 1,000 or so foot section of the old River Road that will be going to the listening session, and then from that we will develop a warrant article to go to town meeting. Any change in the status of a road has to be approved by town meeting.
Zoom.
It's Zoom, I believe.
Yep.
Yep. I don't anticipate we'll be having in-person meetings for months.
Yeah.
So, and do we need to do anything to acknowledge the letter that we got from Carl
Versberg on that topic? I think when the topic comes up, we can certainly mention that we have gotten that letter, and this was an opinion of one person.
Well, I was going to suggest that as you get closer to the date, whatever you guys write up and decide that you're going to go with, that we post that on the web page as an informational for that meeting. And any emails that people have sent in with their comments, concerns, opinions about that subject, we can also post on there if you
mm-hmm.
want in a document.
Sure.
And every time I get an email on the select board's email, you know, I make sure that I respond back to the person and thank them for it and tell them, you know, that the board has it. So, but I think that I suspect most of the people that are writing in are going to be at the meeting, too.
I would suspect, and we've gotten something further back from someone detailing, it's very detailed, but hopefully whoever sent that will either contribute again or be on the phone. We've had lots of suggestions over the last 6 or 8 months, but they've sort of come intermittently.
Yeah. Well, and I have a file in there. I have them all in. So
great. Okay.
You guys can go in and read them anytime you want. I don't know that you need to read them all at the meeting. That would take forever.
No, I don't
think.
Because
the people who are coming are going to want to
talk about it.
For them to share their feelings.
I think
with
the
you.
General sense of what we've heard is what we need to say. We've had opinions for, against, you know, liking A, liking B, wishing we would all go away.
Yeah. And then listening to what people want to say.
Yeah, we want to listen. People need to express.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have to make the decision what goes into the Warren article. Town meeting makes the decision what gets approved or not approved.
Right.
And I should have that document easily sometime. I'll say latest Monday, but I'm hoping to work on it this afternoon or tomorrow morning and get it to Dina so she can send it out to you guys. And if you're both okay with it, let Dina know, and then she can see that it probably not until after Thanksgiving, but 4 or 5 days before the meeting, put it up so people can see it and they know it's there.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have anything else? David, did you have anything else that you wanted?
No, we have no meeting next week, right?
Correct.
Wow, Yahoo!
I know, it's like a snow day. Ben, did you have anything else?
For this meeting? I did see we got a letter from somebody. Can't talk about.
The one
from Coat.
There was an email that the board received that has concerns about a property that has
a collection.
That has a collection of accumulated things on their property.
Yeah.
And they're concerned about hazardous waste laws being violated, environmental laws being violated, and the Clean Water Act. So, because of its proximity to Grant Brook. So, the board has, in the past, dealt with this particular issue. Well, I was kind of not saying that.
We can't talk about people unless we go under.
Well, I don't want to talk about anybody's name or anybody's property. But because this has come up before, I think I would recommend to the board that I look into this a little bit for you guys so I can give you some history on it. And then we'll make sure that we're addressing this person's concerns as far as environmentally and the Water Act and all that.
So Dina can fill you in on some background, but she's going to do some more research into it and then fill all three of us in.
And then you can respond to this person.
I believe you've already told us that all its vehicles are registered.
Yeah. Okay.
But that has nothing to do with you.
Say what, David?
He knows who we're talking about.
I think I know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. Yep.
I just think you need to give this person a response, and
oh, yeah,
in order to do that, I have to
have some background.
Pull a few things out, right?
And did you have anything else for us, Dina, that you're aware of?
No, I don't think so.
Deer in the headlights.
That's exactly right.
Ben, I think you're up.
I'm up to quit.
Ooh, quit. He's quit. Not that I know of.
Did you want to second it, David? All those in favor, say aye. Aye, Judy. David.
I thought maybe.
And I wish everybody, whatever kind of Thanksgiving they have, may it be at least peaceful and healthy and perhaps happy.
Perhaps.
It will be different this year.
Yep, it sure will.
And we'll be working on doing Zoom. I'm not sure exactly when, but soon, instead of probably the Uber conference. And I guess that's it. I have my homework. I'm going to hang up the phone now. Goodbye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.